Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't do a Sunday show yesterday. Took it off for Ishtar Day with the family. And it feels like I had a month off. Very, very relaxing to actually have two full days off. I didn't do any work Saturday or Sunday. Well, that's not really true. I only did 4 or 5 hours of research Saturday night and Sunday night, but I don't really call that work. So I am focused. I have a ton of news and information to cover today. Very important broadcast, just tons of just amazingly important news and information coming up in the next 4 hours. We have now gotten a federal report. This was going around the internet Saturday night. Kurt Nemo did a story on it at Infowars.com last night. And I got home from my parents at about 9 o'clock, and I said, you know, why don't I just call the FBI phone number here? And I did call and confirm that it is another MIAC report, but it's a federal master report, which is what the state reports are copied from. And the headline is, Secret Department of Homeland Security document predicts violence in response to new gun restrictions. It goes on to say that Americans buying guns and ammo are terrorists. It says that this is the number one threat to law enforcement, that it's terrorists that are buying the ammo and guns, and that it's terrorism, and that new gun restriction laws are going to cause a revolt in the country. And so law enforcement is gearing up to deal with that. So we're going to be covering that here on the show today. Also, I noticed, when I was in the comment sections of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I saw an audio clip of another Genesis radio show, and of course the regular accusations, why are you covering this up, Alex? Well, because I didn't know about it. That's why I was covering it up, because I didn't know about it. You posted it and let me know that I guess last week or something, Joyce Reilly had a caller to her show on the Power Hour. It's on the mornings here on Genesis Network. And the caller began hyperventilating and talking about trucks going into underground silos and being loaded with something iced up, and how the guys are paid cash and they go to the back of Bank of America. And I will tell you this, folks, it's no reflection on the fine radio show, that this report is a load of bull. I mean, I will tell you that. I mean, I understand this stuff. The minute I saw Linda Thompson's video of the train station 14 years ago in Illinois, the Amtrak station, I knew it was baloney. The minute I saw the colorized CS gas being sprayed out and they just painted it orange on the tank, I said it was fake. I told you that what Glenn Beck was going to be saying and doing in his hit piece. Look, I know what I'm talking about, okay? And I'm telling you. So it's a big hysteria going on the internet right now with this lady's phone call to a Genesis radio show. The only way it's real is the feds are trying to create a freakout. Oh, it doesn't even matter. People won't listen to me. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People like to chase a million vapors instead of the real meat and potatoes information. So I'm going to break that down as well. But what's really going on with the bird flu, the weaponized bird flu, that's coming up today as well. It's just a totally jam-packed transmission. Naomi Wolf, she's going to be on. I'm going to ask her about Lord Obama. Is he now already worse than Bush? The Rhodes Scholar joins us. And then we got Joe Banister, former Treasury agent.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You talk about information overload. During the last three-minute break, I'm just sitting here going through two gigantic stacks of news, every story vitally important to the future of humanity, liberty, and freedom. I have this long list of different points and ideas and information I wanted to go over, watching the news, reading the news this weekend, chomping at the bit to be live here Monday morning. Let me just go ahead and list some of the things I've got here in front of me. The Mexican government, the Mexican president, the Mexican ambassador to Washington are all over the news saying ban assault weapons, reauthorize the assault weapons ban, but Obama's new version would actually register Americans, psychologically test Americans, and physically ban the ownership of semi-automatic handguns and rifles. And here is a foreign government that has a total gun ban in their nation, except for their police and military, which has the highest crime rate of any country in the world, where 6,000 plus people died last year. They're on line for more than 10,000 to die this year, if the trend continues. Thousands and thousands dead in the first few months, of 2009. And here they are. Total gun ban for their citizens. The criminals in government, in uniform, feed on the public. I have been shaken down repeatedly by Mexican police and troops. I have. And the last time it happened, I thought, why do I come to this country? No more. I'm never going back to Mexico again. I'm done being sucked on by a parasite country of criminals. Done. Finished. America should boycott. The country may be bringing the U.S. down. It may be overrunning the United States. Our traitorous federal government may love the fact they've broken the backs of the American people on our wages and everything's in free fall and bankrupted the states, the 30 million illegal aliens. And they may have introduced total amnesty bills again. And they may think they've killed this country dead in the hammer. But I'm telling you, I'm not buying anything made in Mexico, and I'm never going back to Mexico again. Let me just say that right now. That criminal, narco-terrorist state government down there says we got to turn our guns in, and our attorney general runs around giving press conferences saying absolutely, and now Obama is set to go to Mexico this week and call for amnesty, open borders, and banning our guns. This is disgusting. Our government is so illegitimate, so criminal, it uses a country of 100 million slaves with its criminal leaders as a weapon to beat this country into submission. We're a broke-back country, ladies and gentlemen. So that's one of the things in my stack. Then I've got another one here, bird flu. There's all these incredible admissions of just ultra-massive people dying, being injected with live bird flu shots, bird flu in 18 countries mixed with the vaccines being shipped out. Nobody cares. All the conspiracy theory gossip sites don't cover it. They don't discuss it. They don't touch it when it's in the Toronto Star and Reuters and Der Spiegel and Bloomberg and right here on this radio show. Forget that. Forget discussing that. Weaponized bird flu mixed with regular human flu. The media won't investigate it. No one discusses it. It's admitted out in the open for the last month. Nobody wants to touch it because it's real. It's like the civilian inmate labor camp programs are real. And all the documents are real. Oh, I don't want to touch that. I want to go out and videotape a supply company's, you know, back 40 and say it's a camp. So Glenn Beck can go point a camera at it and say it's fake. I don't understand it. It's like it's mass mental illness or something. You got the government lying, spinning, engaging in every form of corruption, and then you have... I mean, I've seen it a million times if I've seen it once. People love to obsess on what can't be proven or what's nebulous. And I guess it's like a whodunit or something, a mystery theater on PBS brought to you by ExxonMobil or something. I don't know. But, you know, I suddenly get all these emails Saturday night because I didn't do any research Saturday. I spent all day with my children playing in the backyard and playing in the sandbox and playing with cars on the floor and all sorts of evil things like that. And I finally go in and open my email up, and it's like, you're covering up the bird flu. Why aren't you covering this? Then I go to Infowars.com, read the comments. You're covering it up. Spamming every, you know, page. And I'm like, okay, let me look at it. So I sit there, and I listen to it. And it's a caller to the Genesis radio show. And you know, no blame on the fine talk show host. And I just wish that caller called me so I could challenge him. In fact, if you're that lady from calling from New York, freaking out, 1-800-259-9231. We don't have open phones right now, but if you want to call in, because I got some questions for you. Anyway, this lady calls in, and she says, oh, my gosh, there's this truck driver, he's Spanish, and he gets taken down to these silos, and he gets given an injection, he's told for the safety of his family, and then it's all iced, and it's taken, and it's delivered, and it goes all over the place to Homeland Security, and here's the addresses of the and the health department, and they tell him, here's your number, and he goes to a back room at Bank of America, and they pay him in cash, and it's all secret, and you listen to it, and I just know what's real, and I know what's not, and I know this is bull. And I can sit here and play it and analyze it and go over it, but maybe I will. Point by point by point, meanwhile, look at these headlines. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. London Telegraph. Here's French news agency. Health workers on trial for vaccine scam in Poland. They told over 200 patients that it was just a regular flu shot. They gave it to them, and 23 of them died. And the big issue is the media won't say what pharmaceutical company paid the local homeless shelters to lie and give them a shot, but it was live bird flu. Now, that's your issue, folks, because that's where it will mutate in the body. It's mixed in with a whole bunch of different strains of human flu, and it's injected into the body. That's how it mutates and creates an airborne, super weaponized. It's already weaponized bird flu, but super weaponized. See, these are the articles. Nobody wants to make viral videos about this. Nobody wants to freak out about Baxter Pharmaceutical that was also involved shipping out with Bayer Pharmaceutical the millions of ampules of factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis A, B, and C that admittedly killed hundreds of thousands and maimed and millions total got it and are dying now. I mean, there you got absolutely confirmed shipping out HIV-filled inoculations. It's actually a blood-thickening drug, platelet drug, but it's, you know, made by a vaccine maker. No discussions of that. No obsessions on that. No hyperventilating. You know why I'm successful in reaching people on this radio show? My hyperventilating isn't the reason I'm successful. My freak out is not the reason I'm successful. No, it's because we at least cover what can be proven. You know, I don't put up, you know, when they put up images a year and a half ago of fake Amero coins, you could go look, you could go see it was just a private little mint putting out some joke coins, making fun of the North American Union, showing that it was tyrannical, but people put it out that it was real North American Union coins, and so the national media can show that and say it's a hoax and say it isn't real. Meanwhile, we got the SPP documents saying North American Union and the CFR documents and press conferences with Bush and Barroso and the rest of them and Merkel, but nobody wants to focus on what's real. Instead, it's on those stupid fake coins. The government, let me just tell you something. If they're shipping around in trucks a deadly bioweapon, which there's no proof of, that person's just saying that's what it is, if they're shipping that around, they don't call some regular trucker and tell them what it is and then say, oh, here's a shot and here's $15,000 or $5,000 a load and we pay you in cash, and the truck driver's running around showing the FBI his $100,000 he's been paid in the last few weeks. But the feds say it's okay and they're his friend and he's been moved to a safe house. I mean, what the? I mean, it's just obvious total bull. Instead of Baxter Pharmaceutical knowingly shipping all of this stuff out, shipping it out to countries. There's all these bird flu vaccine trials. People are dropping dead all over Europe. They won't say if it's Baxter or who it is. These are companies with a history of knowingly shipping out millions of dosages of factor VIII like Bayer, working with Baxter. Baxter is tied into the military-industrial complex and black ops. That's real. London Telegraph, French news agency, Toronto Star. I'll tell you later. Oh, God, help me. So I'm going to break that down more later. It's very painful to listen to, and I listened to it again last night. Oh, God. Because this is the type of craziness that discredits what we're doing. Now, I can't blame people out there for believing it, because we have a track record of a government that's been declassified thousands of times that takes little foster children, straps them down, and radiates them to death, or injects them with nerve gas, nerve agent.
with our economy spiraling out of control.
Living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Last night I got home and saw Kurt had posted an article just minutes before saying, purported Homeland Security document says gun owners are terrorists. So I just went and read the document in about 20 minutes. It's, 10, 15 pages long. And I was sure it was real because I'd seen the exact same font, the exact same paragraphs in other reports going back over the years. I knew that, you know, the nomenclature, the way it was written, the latest info, the control numbers matched other series of federal control numbers I'd seen on documents. But I went ahead and tested the emails. I went ahead and called the FBI phone number. I went ahead and called the Infrastructure Protection Fusion Center numbers on it and talked to the watch captains and confirmed that it was their document. They were very upset that I had it and were asking me to tell them who gave it to me. And I explained, no, this has been posted on the big libertarian sites. It had just broken the last 12 hours. And we learned of it with the classic tickets being sent to us saying, why are you covering this up? Because we weren't aware of it. Please, folks, it's kind of, it's a little insulting. We're not, I think people think I'm like Superman or something. And I can see through walls, and, but not even Superman was omnipresent and, knew all. I'm not Dr. Manhattan either, I guess. But even Dr. Manhattan, is not omnipresent. But thank you for giving it to us nonetheless, so we could cover it up like we're doing, writing big articles about it right now. I got a lot of serious news. I can't digress. It just sometimes it really amazes me. So I called the FBI, called the other phone numbers, confirmed. Yes, this is a federal report, just like we called the MIAC office in Missouri and talked to them, and they said, yeah, that's our report, but we're not going to comment on it. I read them the two control numbers on it. I gave them the phone numbers. I read to them the last paragraph. And he said, where did you get that? How did you get that? Tell me how you got that. And it was one of the guys I talked to was a male, sounded like an African-American. Nice fellow, but very demanding that I tell him where it came from. And other folks I called just wouldn't even talk to me. They just said, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you about it. But this is the little Tattletale Squad phone number. You can go up to Infowars.com, go to the end of the PDF document, and you can call the phone numbers for yourself, just like thousands of people did to the state of Missouri for 2 weeks, still saying it was fake until the governor came out and defended it, then backed off of it. The lieutenant governor called people to resign. Some of the folks in state government did. So MIAC report is real. The worst one I've seen in the last few months is the 2009 Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment. This is 150-something pages long and lists how they're watching everybody. This one is the most restricted we've seen yet. And a lot of cryptic stuff in this new one. Right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. And this one explains that it's basically just the redacted head paragraphs. It tells police that, and military, of course, if you want full names, our investigations, how we spy on Americans, it says that in the last page, just call us and we'll give it to you. So it is nightmarish, to say the least. And Paul Watson's done a report, so has Kurt Nimmo did the first report last night. We altered the report that has expanded it last night once I confirmed it was real. I told Kurt, I said, this is definitely real. And he said, yeah, it looks like it's real to me, but I'm going to say we don't know that. And I said, let me just call the phone numbers. So that went on for about an hour. And, no, it's as real as a gold piece. So you can put it in the bank. It's as real as a $10 gold piece. So just it's amazing. Gun owners are terrorists. You're out buying guns and ammo. You are a dangerous terrorist. You're the number one threat and number one concern to law enforcement right now. And that they're trying to pass gun restrictions and gun bans, and that they believe you're a terrorist and that you're going to resist them. So they basically say, yes, we're trying to pass gun restriction laws. They say the Supreme Court ruling allows us to restrict guns. You got to love their doublespeak in there. They say that we're delusional, that there is no problem with the economy. They actually say it's our perception that we're making it up, that it's our propaganda. The economy's fine. I mean, you want to go read 1984 propaganda. You want to go read the mental illness of what the feds feed local police, the denial. Of course, we have this because police did leak it. We've confirmed that with the original site that put it out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Show today, we got former Treasury agent, criminal investigator, Joe Bannister joining us. He found out the IRS was a private collection agency for the offshore Federal Reserve. That's who you write your checks to, is the Federal Reserve. And now we're going to be paying global carbon taxes directly into private banks, and it's openly being announced. Well, I tell you, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Naomi Wolf coming up in an hour and a half. Look, I'm going to open the phones up. Coming up here in just a few minutes. In fact, we'll do it right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But coming up about 10, 15 minutes into the next hour, after I take some calls, I'm going to do a detailed analysis of the most horrific report we've seen yet. Now, I said the one last week that came out, the 2009 Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, overall is the worst because it's the most detailed report. It's 150-something pages. We've covered that. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, the most frightening, the most out of control is this secret for official use only Department of Homeland Security document put out April 7th, so put out last week. And I have confirmed its authenticity. And it says American gun owners are terrorists, period. So this is just off the charts. Hardcore. So that is coming up. And then I'm going to play the clip from Joyce Riley's radio show here on Genesis. And I want to be clear about this. I've known Joyce since like 1995. She's a great lady, really hardworking, very talented. So is Dave. And I'm not criticizing them for having a caller into their show. I mean, I have callers that call in and, you know, say they have microchips in their brains and that I put the microchips there. So it's no reflection on Joyce talking to this lady. It's just that I've been probably sent 500 emails on this if I was sent one. It's probably more than 500. It's just everywhere. Nuff Respect, who's one of my favorite directors on YouTube, has picked it up, and it's had, I don't know, like 30,000 views just in the last few hours. And this is the kind of stuff they're going to end up putting on Glenn Beck and discrediting us with. And I'm not bashing anybody for picking this up and looking at it. I don't blame anybody for not trusting the government. I mean, they admittedly, tens of thousands of times, have been caught testing chemical, biologicals, radiologicals on the American people. So we have to take all of this stuff seriously. It's just that, listen to this tape, I know without a shadow of a doubt it's absolute bull. I know because I study this, and I wrote notes on it last night, and then the notes just don't do it justice. I'm going to have to play it piece by piece and comment on it because it isn't just this lady hyperventilating and freaking out. And I have no doubt that she didn't talk to some schizophrenic truck driver who really believes this. I've just learned what's bull and what isn't. And I really have never been wrong. I've only been wrong in the past because I didn't follow my instincts. But there's a lot of reasons, and I'll explain that. Meanwhile, the real bird flu situation is off the charts. People are dying. They're being given experimental live bird flu shots. It mutates in the body. It could go airborne anytime. There is definitely something going on with this. And that's why it's so suspect that right at the time we have all this serious news, we have this type of hysteria going on. But see, again, what do you expect when the people learn just how criminal the government is? So that is coming up after I get into this new report. Again, ladies and gentlemen, American gun owners buying guns, buying ammo, you are a terrorist. You are the number one threat to the federal government and police. That's what document number 1A-0257-09 says. 1A-0257-09, and you can call the FBI up right now and they'll tell you it's their document. And we need the media to call them up and have them confirm it, because when I tell you it's confirmed, people will deny it all day till the AP a week from now goes, oh yeah, they told us it's real. So I don't get 500 more emails saying I made this up or that I wrote this. Just like I did with MIAC and the 2009 Virginia terrorism threat assessment, which they confirm is real, and everything else, or the civilian inmate labor camp program, or when I posted a month ago, that's the key to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They are the biggest thing out there, the biggest game in town when it comes to alternative media. And so this didn't break when it was in Bloomberg and Toronto Star and Czechoslovakian newspapers, Czech Republic newspapers. It broke and became a big sensation when we linked to the mainstream articles and wrote an article about it. And that's the incredible responsibility we have here. This has been out for a few days, this federal document. But A, nobody thought to call the feds to confirm if it was real or not. They just said, oh, look, this has been released by a law enforcement source. So we also do little basic journalism, things like that. And I don't claim to be the cat's meow of journalism either. I don't have the time or energy. I mean, I'm like a cook who's got 100 dishes, you know, out here on the stove, and I'm trying to do that while I wash dishes and while I clean tables, while I bust tables. But, I mean, the amount of documents we get and troops running checkpoints, and we had Federal Reserve security guards run up off Federal Reserve property and threaten to arrest Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson in Kansas City, Missouri. They're just driving down the road from doing an interview, and they go, oh, look, there's a Federal Reserve branch. Let's videotape it. They're on a park across the street, 150 yards away. They run over and say, we're going to arrest you if you don't tell us your names. And then one of them tells them their names, which I wouldn't have done, but fine. And then they say, okay, well, we're still going to arrest you if you don't leave. Don't point your cameras at us. And, you know, that happened at the D.C. Federal Reserve. to a major news reporter. That footage is out there. These people come off their own property. It's not even federal. And they just say, I don't have to tell you a law. I'm going to arrest you. Don't aim your camera at our building. There's no First Amendment. But meanwhile, they cower and hide inside when we have hundreds of protesters at all 38 of their criminal locations. And then it turns out they have the army spying on us, saying we're terrorists when I was in Dallas with Ron Paul's brother. And they had the army spying on Ron Paul in Houston across the street at a park. You know, they think it's illegal. And by the way, this new federal document, right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence and radicalization recruitment. This thing is just an amazing document and calls the American people terrorist and says that if you talk about the economy falling apart, you're basically a terrorist. So I'm going to be going over that, like I said. It's just unbelievable. I got a bunch of notes on that. The stories need to go mega viral. Paul Watson, secret Homeland Security threat assessment, labels gun owners potential terrorists. It doesn't even say potential. It says the terrorists are buying guns and ammo. Kurt Nemo did another fine report. Now, here's some of the other bombshell news, and I mean bombshell. China slows purchases of U.S. and other bonds. So China, the biggest owner of debt worldwide, formerly it was Japan, they're still number two, and the Arabs, number three, they are moving away from currencies, period, because they're inflating them all. That's the New York Times. Attenborough warns on population. The broadcaster, Sir David Attenborough, has become a patron of a group seeking to cut the growth of human population. Yeah, I had the Optimum Population Trust on that Prince Philip's a part of a few years ago, remember? He said it was basically a crime that I had two children. I said, that's it. I'm going to have another one, and I did. Went home, and my wife was pregnant within a week. It says that Sir David has been increasingly vocal about the need to reduce the number of people on Earth to protect wildlife. No. So you can just be a control freak and dehumanize people. He's a eugenicist, folks. And here's another one. UK population must fall to 30 million. That's the government. They want to reduce the number by half. It turns out that the police had a corrupt pathologist lie and say that this guy died of a heart attack when it wasn't true. That's London Guardian. They just beat a guy delivering newspapers to death, and then they just said, oh, he had a heart attack. Didn't matter. The cops all videotaped the murder that they committed, and now it's coming out that they did this and that this pathologist specializes in covering things up for the police. Well, yeah, it's like Fahmy Malik over in Arkansas, where you'd have people shoot themselves twice in the back of the head with a shotgun. There were cases where people's arms and legs were chopped off. They were put in plastic bags of gasoline poured on them. They'd be found in trash dumps, their dead bodies cut up, and he would rule it suicide. They killed a bunch of cops that exposed what was happening. They had a machine gun them off the road and say it was suicide. Because, you know, they were openly running cocaine in there. And he was the local medical examiner that covered up the dead kids on the train tracks and the rest of it. So Clinton made him the state medical examiner. You gotta love it. The government's so disgusting. That's like Dr. David Kelly, former head of bioweapons development at Porton Down. He blew the whistle about WMDs not being in Iraq. He sent an email out to more than 10 colleagues, including newspapers, saying, well, I've been told I'm going to be found dead in the woods for what I've done. I just want to say bye to everybody then, if they kill me. And then the police come up, and five guys in black uniforms in the early morning dawn at a local park run away from his body. The police come up. He has slit wrist, but no blood, meaning they were slit after he was dead, and three undigested pills in his stomach, and they said that he slit his wrist and took pills. I mean, folks, I could be murdered, and you could see the men in black uniforms. The literal ringwraiths could be on me and run away, dumping my body, and they would say, oh, Alex killed himself. I mean, that's how corrupt these medical examiners are. That's like Cop of the Year Terrence Yakey, Sable's people in OKC, saw the BATF involved in the bombing. He was driving by when it happened. He called his partner and said, hey, I went to the storage shed to get out the evidence. I'm getting followed by FBI. They pull him over, torture him for hours in a field, shoot him in the back of the head, torture him all over his body, I mean, that's who your government is, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got that report. I've seen five different reports in the last week of people murdering people with cars. I just said we should ban cars and we should write articles about what these people that kill people with cars are reading. They're reading the Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated is causing the murders. I mean, that's the measure that I'm being blamed for with the cop killer who hated me, but that doesn't matter. By the way, that's in the new federal report. Black voters waver on support for Patterson. New York governor that replaced the one they set up. And he's saying, oh, it's because white people don't like him. You know, I mean, this is really getting old, folks. You know, no one likes you because you just passed 80-plus taxes. So that's some of what's going on. Former Obama advisor, CFR VP, says 100,000 troops, 10 more years needed in Afghanistan. Now here's the really big news also on the economy. GM told to prep for bankruptcy filing report. The federal government files the last executive and then tells GM what to do and how to file bankruptcy and how to be handed over to Obama's cronies. Just like the IMF and World Bank come in and bankrupt third world countries by design and then tell them we'll give you more fiat loans backed up by U.S. taxpayers. You just got to do what we say. And that is take the money we give you and then invest that with our own private corporations. See, the private banks take our money, give it to the third world, and then have the third world, by agreements they sign, invest it in globalist corporations in those nations. And then they have tax incentives in the U.S. and Europe and Australia and New Zealand to then ship our jobs offshore to the IMF and World Bank financed factories. So your tax money pays to build the factories. The people in the third world nations get slave wages. And again, there's tax incentives to move the corporations there. But that's the Club of Rome and UN and others brag. That is to actually destroy industry and destroy the West so there's no markets. As the fiat economy, the banking economy, wages war against the real economy and tries to create a, quote, post-industrial world. You understand what they're setting up here? Where there'll be highly controlled government and private corporate reservations that'll be high technology zones that'll be technological. There already are technological spheres that are on pedestals protected under the shroud of national security. Outside will be the highly controlled compact city slave grids, and then the rich living in the private manors and plantation type situations outside the megacities. And this is all stated by them. People keep saying, oh, Alex, they totally had a world government, a new world order. This would have already happened and you wouldn't be on air. That's right. They don't have it yet. They're very close to completing it. They got their World Bank, World Army, World Regulations. They've bankrupted all the nations by design through fiat currency. They're openly setting up world government now with world taxes to be paid directly to them. Brown has announced compulsory national youth service will become a normal part of growing up in Britain. I forgot that article, folks, on Infowars.com. I printed it, but it didn't print. I just saw that up on screen as we're getting ready to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 10 minutes, 12 minutes or so. They've got it up on screen, and I forgot that. I mean, here he is openly announcing what they're announcing here. Notice Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Canada, U.S. are all announcing the same program, same time. It's global. The IMF and World Bank control the world's economic system with the Ex-Im Bank and National Bank of Settlements. The OECD sets the global taxation system. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational Cultural Organization, sets college and school systems and sets your local zoning laws. Everything is already under global government. And then you got to ask, what's that global government going to look like? Who are these people? What are they building? A totally controlled enslaved society. A slave grid. They're eugenicists. All right, we're going to come back and take your calls. That's just some of the news I have. 1-800-259-9231. I do want to plug again the fact that the Obama Deception is out on DVD. with the 20-plus minutes of extras in the highest quality, shattering the left-right paradigm, showing who Obama is, how he's betraying people. The film has gone mega-viral everywhere. People are getting the high-quality DVD and making copies. Get it at InfoWars.com. If you're going to make copies, get it with the highest quality at InfoWars.com, and that gives us a moderate support, a modicum of support, modest support we need to continue operating. InfoWars.com, please order the Answer to 1984, 1776 T-shirts. We have a new Liberty or Death Minuteman shirt that's just gorgeous that our great designer put together that's in the modern style of Gothic. So many new T-shirts. Check those out, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Be part of the second American global revolution against tyranny. Watch it all online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Okay, jam-packed second hour coming up. Then Naomi Wolf, I'm going to ask the chief liberal progressive, what has Lord Obama done? Because I remember telling her, right when Obama got elected, I said, Naomi Wolf, look out. Obama's going to be just as bad or worse than Bush. He's just a puppet. She went, no. No, it can't be. That's impossible.
Search your feelings, Naomi. You know it to be true.
All right, I'll quit screwing around. Also, I saw this crazy documentary this weekend. The King of America, about the Reverend Moon. I mean, I knew that guy was whacked out, but this thing is just crazy. I won't have time to play with it. It's up on Infowars.com. Matthew in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. This is Matthew from San Antonio Change reporting in on a pre-Tea Party update.
Okay.
Okay, what we're dealing with here is San Antonio Tea Party is basically saying they don't want any bullhorns because they don't want Alex Jones here. And they said one of our guys has infiltrated their group, and he's basically getting intel for us. And he said, yeah, they don't want any bullhorns because they're troublemakers, so anybody with a bullhorn is a troublemaker. And we got another guy who's actually volunteering.
Sounds like they should be working for the Redcoats. I mean, this knock-kneed, ninnying, there's no freedom. We'll just have your own Tea Party. But, no, that's why Fox News and Glenn Beck are trying to take over the Tea Parties.
Yeah, and, you know, Glenn Beck is going to be there, so, of course, we're going to be there. Right now we have 1,700 Obama Deception DVDs packaged and ready to go, ready for delivery.
No, you're just awesome. Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be here on air doing interviews, talking to millions of people. We don't have some axe to grind with Beck. I mean, the guy said arrest Ron Paul supporters. He keeps linking people that believe in a New World Order to McVeigh. I know he's a Judas goat to get everybody's confidence. I told people he was going to say the FEMA camps weren't real. So I know the guy's an actor, and he's being set up to keep betraying us in the future. But Beck has announced, and I confirmed it. I heard the clip. Last Friday, he said, oh, I'm not going to speak at the Tea Party now because these crazies are coming. Glenn, don't be afraid of us. You have your First Amendment. Get up and give your speech. We would never think of trying to stop you. We're just sending a camera crew down there to show the Tea Parties for the film, and we are going to hand out some documents and DVDs of mainstream government documents with the FEMA camps because you're a liar, Glenn, and we're going to show people the truth. So I don't know why that's so scary, but I guarantee you, because we've had folks go to Glenn Beck events before, you know, people I know have gone, before he had Blackwater there, and they try to get in your face and act like he's the president or something. Look, the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. And so, you guys have folks inside the Tea Parties, and they don't want Alex Jones. Notice how they're co-opting the Ron Paul in the Fed movement. Notice how they're trying to take over what we're doing. It's disgusting. The Republican, fake Republicans, show up at our movement and then tell us we're not welcome. Don't you love it?
Oh, yeah, we love it. And if you look on their website, they have pictures. Well, they have what's acceptable for the signs. Anybody that's planning on bringing signs on their website, they have what they consider to be acceptable signs.
Oh, so they're the thought police. I mean, not even the liberal commies tell their members, you know, you can bring this, you can't bring that. What website is this? We need to do an article on this. This is outrageous.
For real, Alex, it's sateaparty.info. And you'll see it for yourself on there, sateaparty.info. And under unacceptable signs, they have, like, anti-Obama signs. And on borderline, one of the signs says, revolution is brewing, and that's borderline.
Oh, my God, you're not allowed to criticize Obama over all the new taxes. Oh, Americans, you're not allowed to have a sign. Oh, my. Stay there. This is really getting disgusting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.